Through the first half of 1966, the band played the more fashionable counterculture events, like the Spontaneous Underground, staged at London's Marquee Club, and eventually came to the attention of aspiring hippie entrepreneurs Andrew King and Peter Jenner.
I was interested in avant-garde music in a slightly pretentious way. Sid was the lead singer. He wrote vast majority of the songs. He was the lead guitar player. He was absolutely the heart of the band. You know, he was the Lennon-McCartney of the band.
The slightly curious thing is
Nick Mason again.
It's not as though we were some old blues band from the Delta. I mean, we played absolutely anything we could learn. What we had realised was that if you had original material, then that set the agenda. And this mix of styles that Sid had, you know, this rather curious, lyrical, wistful, folky thing, and then the very radical Interstellar Overdrive.
The riff starts it off, came from Sid. All the rest of it, whichever night we were playing it, would be different.
And what I'd found interesting about them was what they did with, I suspect, one chord improvisations, which Sid and Rick really mainly led on, and the others just sort of kept going as they sort of doodled away. And that seemed to be very sort of trippy. That was what attracted me. That was the avant-garde-ness. Probably it was an instinctive commercial thing that playing Louis Louai rather undermined the avant-garde-ness. And their own material would be suited to the whole thing in a much better way.
We were a band that weren't afraid of taking risks. We didn't want to be your standard showbiz band. Of course, we wanted to be successful and popular, and Sid particularly wanted to be a pop star, but he wanted to do it in his own way.
In September 66, Sid and Pink Floyd signed a management deal with Andrew King and Peter Jenner. The pair secured them gigs like the high-profile launch party at the London Roundhouse for the underground magazine International Times. 2,000 people stood entranced by the band's psychedelic sound and light show, and soon the Floyd had a residency at the West End nightclub UFO.
Driving to the gig at UFO, which was the old Blarney dance hall, an old Irish dance hall in Tottenham Court Road, it was so noticeable that there were suddenly all these young people with lots of longer hair, and they all had bells on and the Afghan coats and all the sort of hippie rama. So I was probably stoned at the time, but I remember going, my goodness me, what's going on here?